This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Petty Officer Colin Leitner. The Naval Branch Health Clinic Sasebo held a change of command ceremony at the Harborview Club on Commander Fleet Activity Sasebo, May 28th. Captain Carol Ellsworth turned over with Commander Richard Bly, who had this to say.
I am super thrilled to be in Sasebo. I've been stationed in Japan twice before, but this is my first time here in Sasebo and living in Kyushu. But I'm thrilled to be back in Japan with my family. You know, being here in Japan and being part of the forward deployed naval forces and being part of this clinic, it is an incredible honor, one of the greatest honors of my life to be part of this team here. I'm excited to be leading a group that is providing care to the community and that's driving readiness for the forward deployed fleet. I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to continue building upon the legacy that Captain Ellsworth, the previous OIC, has built here at the clinic.
The Philippines and the United States conducted joint maritime exercises in the Philippines Exclusive Economic Zone May 20th, demonstrating their commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific. The drills involved the Philippine Navy, Coast Guard, Air Force, and their U.S. counterparts, including the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Stratton WMSL-752 and a U.S. Navy PAA Poseidon aircraft. The maritime cooperative activity focused on maritime domain awareness, maneuvering, and search and seizure operations. U.S. 7th Fleet Commander Vice Admiral Fred Catcher stated these activities strengthen military ties and advance efforts to preserve regional stability. The U.S. Coast Guard emphasized the importance of these partnerships and maintaining a free, secure, and open maritime environment. The exercises underscore the commitment of both nations to freedom of navigation in the region. From all of us here at American Forces Network Sasebo, thanks for listening.